Every morning, we learn a chapter of Mishnayos. And if you're one of the people that sacrifice your karbanos, it's possibly because many of us don't even know what the words mean. And therefore, it's a lot easier just to skip to the main parts of Psukei Dezimra rather than invest time learning Kodshim, the laws of the sacrifices of the Beis HaMikdash, which we don't necessarily have an appreciation of. This chapter, the fifth parak of Zvachim, is considered by many scholars to be an original parak of Mishnayos going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. A couple of the indications of that are there's no machlokes, there are no different rabbinic opinions that are brought, there's no debate, there's no dispute. Each one is purely a stam Mishnah. Also, it makes reference to Lifnim Min HaKaloyim, the partitions that only existed in the Mishkan and did not exist in the Beis HaMikdash, indicating that these are indeed very early Mishnayos. In order to understand what this is talking about, the first thing is it says, Ezehu Makom en Shel Zvachim. We're talking about the prescribed places of the sacrifices. The sacrifices took place in the Azara, in the open-air courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. And different parts of the different sacrifices were offered up on the Mizbeach, on the altar. Some were eaten by the owners, some were eaten by the Kayanim. It just depended on the type of korban. The first takes us on a whistle-stop tour through the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. First things first, you should know that the Mikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, consists of three different chambers. On the western side, actually closest to the Kotel, which is why the Kotel is so significant to us, the Kodesh Kodashim, also called the Dvir. Dvir means the abode of the word. We say it in Ma'aseh Tzur, Dvir Kodshai Heviyani, or Dvir Dvir Kodshecha. Dvir Beisecha, Dvir, the abode of the word. Why is the Kodesh Kodashim called the place where the word resides? Because that's where the Luchais are. Luchais in the original Sefer Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu are stored in the Kodesh Kodashim. They're kept in the Aron, underneath the Kruvim. If we move eastwards from the Kodesh Kodashim, we go through a paroches, a dividing curtain. There's the Heichal. The Heichal is the residence, the abode of Hashem's might. And there we need to look both to the north and the south. On the northern side of the Heichal is the Shulchan. This is the table with the Lechem upon him, with the showbread. Opposite the Shulchan, on the southern side, is the menorah, seven branch candlesticks. Midway between the two, slightly forward in the direction of the entrance, is the Mizbach HaZahav, the golden altar for incense. Those are the three parts, the three items that you would find in the Kodesh. Before the Heichal, going further east, is the Azara. The Azara is the courtyard that corresponds to the Chatzer of the Mishkan. In this courtyard is the big Mizbeach, the Mizbach Ha'ila. This is where most sacrifices are offered up. Now, this Mishperek of Mishnayos will also tell us the eastern part of the Azara, opposite the Kodesh Kodashim, is the main entrance to the sanctuary. Each one of these things is laden with symbolism. Each one of these things has meaning. It's not random. Corresponds to the deepest secrets. We'll see in the coming days how Rav Hirsch explains them and expresses their significance. Because every time we read this parak of Mishnayos, we can gain a slightly deeper appreciation for what karbonos were and how the Beis HaMikdash functioned.